Hi folks, it's Cynthia Dearon here. Welcome to Business Beyond Borders, where I unlock the secrets of international business success. Yesterday I spoke at a supply chain conference, and while I was there, I realized that while it's obvious to me why you'd want to scale your business internationally, it's not that clear to a lot of people. And so today I want to spend a few minutes talking about why you should consider going global and the global trends that are driving opportunities in international business. The first trend is that technology has shrunk the world. And that means that we can do things today that we could scarcely even imagine just a decade ago. Here are a few examples. I can reach people around the world with this podcast. I can create intellectual property in real time with a virtually distributed team. I can list my apartment on Airbnb and a complete stranger from another country can hire it. And I can sell products and services to people in places I've never even heard of. So the rapid development that we've seen in the technology space over the last few years means that these days companies of all sizes can get into international markets and reach international customers and suppliers in ways that were impossible even just a few years ago. And this stuff isn't just for the big guys. Even micro businesses making candles on their kitchen table at the weekend are getting their products into the hands of international customers. So that's trend number one. Technology has what made the world a much, much smaller place. Trend number two, which is a little bit linked to trend number one, is that global value chains have exploded. And what that means is that where once upon a time it was normal for all parts of a product to be created and sourced in a single country, these days it's common for the stages of making and selling a good or even a service to be split across several countries. So, for example, if you run a business that does cloud-based accounting for small businesses, you might have your customer service inputs coming from the United States and your back office services coming from the Philippines or India. Global value chains, this creation of products and services across multiple countries, creates inter-industry trade and also opportunities for international business. And that's because companies now rely on suppliers from other countries, other places, to give them inputs for their good or for their service. Now, these two trends, the great boom in global value chains and technology shrinking the world, mean that these days we live in a globally interconnected economy. And because of that, global business is quickly becoming a norm rather than something exceptional. The third trend that I wanted to mention is the rapid development of Asian economies. Now, we all know that Asian economies, in particular China and India, have boomed over the last 15 to 20 years, and there's been a social and an economic transformation in those places. What that has created is 3 to 4 billion new people with purchasing power, money to buy stuff, and big dreams. Now, the great news here is that suddenly there are a lot more people in the world to sell to. These guys are your potential clients. Unfortunately, the bad news is that they're also your potential competitors, because Asia's rising middle classes are smart, they're educated, and they're aspirational. And lots of them are already pursuing opportunities in global markets. So there's a real possibility that companies from overseas could come to your domestic market using technology and just gobble up your market share. If that happens, and if you haven't diversified your risks by operating in more than one country, you're pretty much defenseless. And unfortunately, that could spell the end of your business, especially if your competitors are using inexpensive inputs from countries where things cost a lot less. They'll be able to just come in and undercut you, sell the same thing that you sell much less expensively than you can produce it. What do these trends mean? Well, essentially, there is a global market with massive opportunities out there. A couple of concrete examples of those opportunities. India's electronics market was worth $28 billion in financial year 2017-2018. But it is predicted to be worth US $100 billion by next year, by 2020. Or if you look at China, Australian milk in China can sell for up to $9 a litre, where in Australia, it only sells for between $2 and $4 a litre. So there's a massive margin there. Or if you look at new sectors, in particular in the tech sector, there are opportunities to create a market where none existed before. So you might remember that a couple of weeks ago, I had Di Williams, the chief growth officer from SiteMinder, here on the show, and he talked about how SiteMinder actually created a market for guest acquisition and assisting hotels to actually acquire guests for their operation. Now, SiteMinder has done a brilliant job of creating a global market for their product. They've gone from having two guys working in a rental house on Sydney's northern beaches to employing 800 staff in 6 locations around the world, servicing 35,000 hotels each year and turning over more than $100 million in recurring revenue every single year. My point, the opportunities are there and they're pretty huge. You just need to find them. So folks, these are exciting times. And look, not just because of the opportunity to make more money, because the research is pretty clear. Companies that operate globally or internationally generate higher revenues, retain more profits, innovate more, and are ranked as better places to work than companies that only operate in a single market. Those are my thoughts for today. There are some great reasons to seriously consider an international expansion. Thanks for joining me on the show. If you're enjoying the Business Beyond Borders podcast and you're thinking about expanding your company internationally, check out the Dearen & Associates website, dearenassociates.com. Our consulting services, which include market research and modeling, cross-cultural consulting, and strategic business connections, deliver deep insights and create value for larger companies looking to scale internationally. If you're from a smaller organization that wants to expand its global footprint, take a look at our International Business Accelerator program, which my team and I created to help micro to medium-sized businesses to speed up and de-risk the process of going global. The program helps business owners to build a great strategy without having to reinvent the wheel. It creates the momentum to put the strategy into play, and it helps them to generate or raise the funds that they need to get an international expansion off the ground. We built it especially for founders and CEOs who want to take their business to the next level and wondering where to start. It's structured in a way that's simple to follow. It's digital so that you can take part from anywhere in the world. It's a lot of fun and our members love it. Check it out at dearenassociates.com.